The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. The Daily Show podcast has everything you need to stay on top of today's news and pop culture. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, wherever you get your podcasts.
And now we take you live to French Trump's weekly press conference.
Hello, it is I, French Trump. I am here for my a press conference. I am prepared to take from you the first question from the press.
Oh, Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. President. Tony Romo with ABC News.
Oh, Tony Romo, I love you. Can I get some dipping sticks, please? Some dipping sticks? Tony Romo, yes. What do you want to ask me?
Thank you, Mr. President. The small business loan rescue is out of money already. And as you know, sir, small business is the backbone of the American economy. What do you have to say to those small businesses that have gotten no help?
They're too small. That's their mistake. You know, it's right in the name, small business. I don't want to say they're losers. Other people say they are losers. They're very small business. That's a mistake to make a small business. Did they think they would be a Fortune Samsung company? Being a small business? No. Next question.
Mr. President.
Yes, you.
Lori Lavender, BuzzFeed News here. What is the purpose of the Business Advisory Council?
Oh, that is an excellent question, Lori Lavender. I like your hat, your chapeau. I have created a business advisory council so I can advise them. So I can tell them how to run their business. I have CEOs from companies like SpaceX, Tesla, Blackstone, PepsiCo, Walmart, JP Morgan, General Motors, IBM. Do you notice, Ms. Lavender, that I'm not mentioning any small businesses? Because I have no small businesses on my list, that's why. Do you think I'm going to have someone from Fran's Hot Coffee Shop or Emmett's Hobby Shop? No. We have on our board a distinguished fellow from the Hoover Institute, because Americans are vacuuming during this crisis. I'm not going to have a clerk from the knick-knack cupboard or someone who blows in little glass figurines. Who does that? That's weird.
Mr. President, of course.
Thank you. Emmett Manning from New York Newsday. Mr. President, you said that you were going to adjourn Congress, but you're only allowed to do that if Congress cannot decide on a date to adjourn themselves, and that is not the case. What is your point, sir?
My point? My point? Your point is on the top of your head. Don't be a cutie pie. Don't be a chicken pot pie. Don't be a little Debbie snack cake. I need to put my people onto the court and my administration, and it is very important that no one notice. So, Congress, you must be very tired. You should stay at home, Congress. Oh, Congress, look over here. Isn't that a beautiful bird? I need to put my judges in, like Melania has a makeup woman who is so eager to serve as a judge in the federal court. If she does not get on the court, she will put too much mascara on Melania. Is that what you want? This is clearly First Lady harassment. This should never happen to another First Lady. I need to put my prayer pal, Gladys Pilgrim, onto the Supreme Court. Ivanka promised the Chinese guy that got her the patents that he could be my chief of staff for a little while. It won't be long. It's chief of staff. They're like Murphy Brown's secretaries. I need Congress to adjourn for me to do that. Congress, guess what? I've booked you a cruise. Chuck Schumer, you are looking a little pale. I booked you a cruise. Go ahead. Adjourn.
Mr. President.
Yeah, yes, you right there.
Oh, thank you for calling on me, Mr. President. Mackenzie Chang with the Boston Globe. Why did you have your...
Mackenzie, you're so smart.
Thank you, Mr. President. Why did you have your signature put on the relief checks that people so desperately need?
What are you talking about? My name? My signature? On the relief checks?
Yes.
I did not put my signature on the relief check. Oh, isn't that? Someone else must have done that. I did not do anything about that. My name is on the relief checks. People are going to love that. That's like a chocolate outer coating. So you get the rich chocolate cake inside, and then the coating on the outs. People are going to love that. People will love that. People, it's not really enough money to do much with. A lot of people probably won't even cash the check because they will just want my signature, maybe frame, maybe glass frame. This could be a big boon to the glass framing industry because many people are going to want to frame the check with my signature. I don't know anything about it. Next question.
A quick follow-up, Mr. President.
Yes.
Emmett Manning from New York Newsday.
Oh, yes. I used to live in New York, you know. I left there. It wasn't for me.
I just want to reiterate that this is not your money. In fact, you bragged about not paying taxes, saying that it meant you were smart. Are you aware that this money comes from taxpayers?
Am I aware? Is that what you're asking me? Am I aware? Are you aware that I can take your press pass? Are you aware I can have Ivanka punch you right in the head? Yes, I'm aware that the money comes from the taxpayers, the stupid taxpayers, not the smart taxpayers. You know what? Pence, you cardboard cutout, stop staring at the back of my head and write down his name. I hate New York. I always hated New York. Next question.
Mr. President.
Yes, you're right there.
Hello, Tony Romo again. Thank you, Mr. President.
Oh, Tony, I phoned in my order 20, 30 minutes ago. Do I get like a free pizza now? It's taking a long time. Tony, I love you. Yes, what, Tony?
Mr. President, thank you. You told the people that you were in charge of when the country opens up. Do you have someone to advise you about the Constitution?
I am in a difficult position right now, Tony. Paul Manafort is in jail, and Rudy Giuliani, who I usually turn to for this kind of thing, has been buried alive, and Bill Barr is out of commission as he took Wilma and Pebbles for a drive and he hurt his feet. So I'm mostly just interpreting the Constitution on my own. Sometimes I rewrite it a little bit here and there. You know, that's what you do when you are president. Next question.
Mr. President, Lori Lavender again.
I love talking to you, Lori. Yes, yes.
Thank you, Mr. President. What metric are you using to decide when you think the country should open?
Fuck you, Lori! I'm using this right here. Do you see my cabeza? Do you see my hat? I'm using this right here. Do you see where I'm pointing? Look up, Lori. Look up. I'm pointing at my head. I use that. That's the metric I use. That's the only metric I need. Pants, pants. Write her name down. Lori Lavender. It's a light shade of purple. Write it down. Write it down.
Mr. President, Mr. President, Mr. President.
Mackenzie
Chang.
Oh, Mackenzie, yes, yes. What can I answer for you? You know what? Move up to this seat here. I like you very, very much. You have a lot of questions. You're very curious. I like that. You know, Melania's not always curious. And that's a bit of a turnoff, to be honest with you. And her mascara can be so heavy. We have to get her makeup artist onto federal court. The makeup is getting so heavy. Yes.
You're around a lot of people. And fortunately for all of us, you haven't contracted the virus. What precautions do you take in the White House?
Well, I mostly stay by myself and watch the television. And I like to watch myself on the television. And if I am near anybody at all, I make them strip naked and use the hand sanitizer. And that's one precaution I am taking. I also take the temperature of everyone of my aides rectally every day. And that seems to be very important in keeping me safe. Thank you for asking. I could tell you there was genuine concern about me and that question. Thank you. I feel that. I don't want to touch you, but I feel that.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Certainly. All right. Thank you so much for each of your questions. This press conference is officially closed, but you can listen over and over again. French Trump, 24 hours a day.
This has been a live broadcast of French Trump's weekly press conference.
Star Bands Avenue, a podcast network.